This country's chief medical officer, Dr. Simon Kizabich, says COVID-19 vaccines provide strong protection against serious illnesses and death caused by the virus.
So we really ask importers to wear the mask still, because as we just discussed, COVID is still circulating in St. Vincent. We need to be careful. That mask is going to help you. You need to sanitize. You need to space if possible. And you need to get vaccinated. The evidence is clear that vaccinated persons are less likely to be infected. They're less likely to be seriously affected in terms of illness, and they're less likely to die. They're less likely to transmit it to their loved ones. So we are urging persons still. We still have Pfizer. We still have AstraZeneca in St. Vincent. And we are urging persons, everybody over 12, can get their vaccine once they have no other conditions which might prevent them from receiving their vaccine for COVID. We need to keep looking after ourselves, looking after each other. We need to remember that when the Ministry of Health, when we say your health is a shared responsibility, we have two persons in there, the Ministry of Health, two entities, the Ministry of Health and the individual. We can't do it alone. We have to do it together to ensure that we are all in the safest, most healthy state possible.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kizabich. Regionally, Jamaica's public health system could soon come under more pressure as hospitalizations from COVID-19 continue to increase. The Ministry of Health says 65 people are now hospitalized with the virus and two of the patients are critically ill. Internationally, new questions are emerging about the performance of Pfizer's COVID-19 pill, including why a small number of patients appear to relapse after taking the drug. Reports are that Paxlovid has become the go-to option in the United States against COVID-19 because of its at-home convenience and impressive results in heading off severe diseases. The drug was authorized in December for adults at high risk of severe COVID-19, and the U.S. government has spent more than $10 billion to purchase enough pills to treat 20 million people. But doctors have started reporting rare cases of patients whose symptoms returned several days after completing Paxlovid's 5-day regimen of pills. That has prompted questions about whether those patients are still contagious and should receive a second course of Paxlovid. I'm Yolande Richards with today's COVID-19 update.